broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, racing back to the microphone, 13 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees in sunny skies. Thank Mr. Ted Jolla for delivering to my home this morning a large diet soda. Now, does it get any better than that? Again, our listeners, the best in the world. We had somebody calling in there as we were in the break. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Remember, I am at the home studio today, so give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. How are you listening this morning? I think people are waking up this morning and realizing that we are not on the air, that you can now access us via the computer. Now, the website's still there, wwgh1071.com, or going to the TuneIn app, which is absolutely free, on any app store and searching WWGH. I also think you can get that on your, computer. I think TuneIn is actually on the computer as well. 740-751-4038. If that was you trying to call in last hour, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about the, and again, it's how the article is written, ousted queen? I feel so bad for this girl over in the Bratwurst Festival, Crawford County area. Ousted queen issues statement. That was the story that was on the Crawford County Now website on August the 16th. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to that? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And like I say, I know we had some people calling in there as we were going to break. If that was you, give us a buzz. We'd be interested to hear from you. You know, does anybody understand why everything has to have such a negative tint these days? Like I say, I don't know how old this girl is. I don't think this article says it about the Bratwurst Festival. But, I mean, I feel bad for this girl. And I'm not even sure what she did, because nobody's talking about it. Clearly, they're talking about criminal charges, and they're talking about, we've consulted our attorney, and we've done such and such. I just don't know. The whole thing's a little funny to me. Don't forget today, Voice of a People with Linda Sims will air 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we will have Adam the Computer Guy today, 12:10 until 1 p.m. The regular schedule remains intact here at WWGH Radio. And again, remember, I'm broadcasting from the home studio, so the telephone number to call in is 740-751-4038. Now, yesterday, I was at the South studio, and I guess that was maybe last Friday was the last time I was there before that. I'll be there tomorrow, though, because the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on, so I'll be at the studio tomorrow from 8 until 1. We do have prizes at the studio that people have not picked up yet. So if you want to get a prize, go to the studio tomorrow. Or today, you can go there today, 10 to 12. I believe Grover and Judy Cressup, and there was one other person who had a prize. I can't remember who it was. All right, I think we're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Are you on the air now?
I am on the air now.
I heard you got your license revoked.
No, you know...
Not renewed?
No. What happened was, I'm glad you called in. It's an interesting thing. There was a complaint filed with the FCC.
Is that from our friend
yes,
whose initials
yes.
are whatever?
Yes. Our dear friend. And so basically they just said, we want to have a hearing, because they wanted to make sure that the accusations were not true, which they were not true. I mean, they're silly accusations. In any event, the judge in the case, who works for the FCC, she's an administrative law judge, she came in and said, you have to have an attorney. That to say you're going to appear, if needed, an attorney has to do that. Well, we contacted some attorneys, and the bills were in the thousands of dollars. So we went back to her and said, listen, you know, stations like this don't make that kind of revenue to have an attorney on hand for a year, because the hearing wasn't even scheduled until June of next year. And so we basically said to her, listen, we're not going to get an attorney because it would cost way too much money over the next year to do that. She mandated it. So we went back and said, we're not going to do it. So she dismissed the hearing. The license is still active until the FCC decides to do whatever they want to do with it. All we've done is say, we're not getting an attorney. So she dismissed the hearing. That's what happened.
Huh. Well, I just got a thing from the Crawford News.
Yeah, they have done a real disservice to people by printing an incorrect story. If they would have maybe contacted somebody, they might have actually had a story.
Wow. This sounds kind of libelous.
Well, you know, they can print what they want because, you know.
Well, they can't print what they want. Well, you know, it was just proven with that idiot up in Connecticut that said that massacre was a hoax, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the reason that they can get away with that is because they are only an internet site. A lot of people think they're a newspaper, and they're not. So if they were a newspaper, we could get them for libel. But since they are only an internet website, I'm not even sure if they're anything more than Facebook. You have freedom of speech.
Well, still, it just set a precedent with that idiot that was going on. What was it that was in Connecticut? Is that Sandy Hook? Whichever one massacre it was, the guy was going on. It was all a hoax. It was a lie and blah, blah, blah. He just got fined millions and millions of dollars.
Well, it is interesting because they say some other things in that article, like we had put dead people on the board. Now, if you go to the FCC, what they would tell you is that we had one board member die and we did not replace them because we did not need to replace them. They didn't mention that either.
Well, you know, whoever is running that and posting that is responsible for being accurate, to be fair and accurate by holding themselves out to be a source of news. So somebody needs to take them to task.
Well, I just wish they would have
to get a cease and desist on them, or you know, a judge to compel them to write the truth.
Well, I wish they would have contacted us, because they have before, and we would have told them that we are voluntarily doing the digital thing because of the FCC trying to mandate us to have an attorney. But was our license taken? No, it's still active this morning. And did
so you're still over the air then?
We could no. We actually yesterday decided not to be over the air and just go digital. But that was our choice, but the license is still active. If we wanted to be on the air, we could be right now. We just told the judge that we were not going to get an attorney. So she dismissed the hearing. That's
well,
all that happened.
I mean, you're losing a significant portion of your audience.
Well, I don't know. This morning, the calls have been good so far.
So if I go to WWGH1071.com, I can get it.
Yep, we're there. And also, the TuneIn app on any mobile device is free. If you go there and search WWGH, you can listen there live.
Well, I don't know, man. Getting off of the air, it cuts out a significant portion. It'd be interesting to see how many people know how to tune in.
Well, it's in, so far so good. If we keep getting the calls like we've got them this morning, I think we'll be good. And I think the Star is going to run an article, so that will let a lot more people know how to find us.
Yeah, we'll have. I thought this was your home cell number. At any rate, we need to talk before we realize it's going to be Veterans Day again.
Yes.
And, set up a new Veterans Day show to kick off this year's or next year's banner campaign for veterans.
Perfect, perfect. So
we'll talk as we get closer.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Phone lines are open. Now another person knows how to listen. And I do think the Star is going to do a story. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, but the story online was wrong on a lot of counts. Which I don't know. What do you do about that? Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 24 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Don't forget Linda Sims this morning, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy today, 12:10 until 1 p.m. Give us a buzz if you're out there listening this morning and having a good time. 740-751-4038. And again, we talked about the Bath and Body Works move. Now, again, this is all, in a way, kind of just conjecture. I mean, I don't work for Bath and Body Works. We've only been told what we've been told, that they might be moving in October to the Kohl's Plaza. Does anybody have any more information on that they'd like to share? 25 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Okay. You know, I said I was going to give away something this morning, and I'll be overrun if I don't, and time is getting away from us here. It's 25 minutes past the hour already. Okay, what can we give away? Let's go into our prize envelope here this morning. And again, feel free to call. I know we had a call there during, might have been during the break that call came in. So if that was you, give us a buzz back. We certainly would love to hear from you. What do we have good this morning that we can give away? I'll tell you what we do have here. I don't think we've given away any of these as of yet. We have a value meal. Is it a value meal here? Well, it's a meal. It says meal. One meal, one free meal at Arby's, 175 McMahon Boulevard here in Marion. So maybe we'll give this away this morning. Now, you'll have to pick it up tomorrow because I'm not in the studio today. But let's see. Do we want to do Family Feud? Let's see if I've got a good Family Feud question here. Here we go. Okay, here's the Family Feud. Let's start it up. We'll play here for a half hour. And the winner this morning will get the Arby's meal. Here we go. The category: what would someone do to make themselves a bad customer? Oh, this fits right in with what we're doing here, giving away an Arby's meal. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, there are a lot of things that people could do that would make them a bad customer. Many, 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 many things people could do. And I bet you there are a lot of people across this town who could tell you those things based upon experience working maybe in the food service industry, working in the retail industry. There are a lot of those things that could be done. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Go to a restaurant run by Spencer Phelps and say the food is magnificent.
Well, you know, I don't even know what that gentleman's doing these days. But we wish him well, whatever he's doing, whatever he would like to do. All right, 740-751-4038. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? What would someone do to make them a bad customer? Now we've got, what do we have here? Five answers on the board. And I'm sure a lot of people have experienced these problems. Now remember, today the winner will get a free meal from Arby's. Can't go wrong with Arby's. You know, I ate a lot of Arby's over the 5 months that I was not going out too often. There's just something about the roast beef over there you just gotta love at Arby's. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, not a terrible tipper.
Terrible tipper. Lousy tip is number one. How you doing this morning, Ryan?
Doing good. I got you on the tune in.
Perfect. So you're a convert now.
Yep, I'm a converted over.
Well, I'm glad you've converted over. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. One of our longtime listeners, Ryan, has converted over right along with us. And you know what? He might win the Arby's here this morning. All right, 740-751-4038. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? Now, clearly, lousy tip is number one. What is a good tip? You know, that's a big question. You know, we've talked about tips before. You tip the food person, you tip the hair person, you tip the pizza person, the delivery person. But what's a good tip? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we're getting some answers here on Facebook. That's always a positive thing. Oh, by the way, you can also listen on your Alexas or your Google Dots. Those work as well. We've got the Arby's meal hanging in the balance here. Go ahead, caller.
Complain about the taste of the food.
Taste of the food. Let's see here. Well, not the taste of the food, but that's a good guess. Hey, Trish.
Complaining about it.
Yeah, I don't see complaining, but there is something to do with the food out there. There's something to do with the food.
I wanted to say, too, when I tried to leave where I'm listening to you to go to dial on the phone, it cuts you off, so then I can't hear the radio.
Yeah, hopefully it'll kick back in as soon as you hang up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Trish.
What about the price of the food?
Oh, the price of, yeah, while you're here, let's check another one here. Not the price of the food, but that's a good guess as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Trish, another one of our longtime listeners following us over here to, we haven't heard from Trish in a few days. So following us over here to our digital base, 31 minutes past the hour here. Yeah, if you're listening on a digital device, like a cell phone, when you pick the phone up to make the call, it will shut off the TuneIn app. But once you're done with the call, you just turn the phone back on. You turn the TuneIn back on, which, you know, it's actually kind of a good thing, because when people used to call in with the radios blaring in the background, a lot of times we would get feedback over the air. So there's that. We've got the Arby's meal here, a free Arby's meal. What would someone do that would make them a bad customer? Go ahead, caller.
Refuse to pay for your food?
Refuse to pay. No, refuse to pay, not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, okay.
Certainly refusing to pay would not be a good thing to do if you were in the restaurant business. but not on the list here. Lots of good stuff, though. And like I say, people in the restaurant industry or the... I would say the restaurant industry or the customer service, retail industry would probably face a lot of this stuff. We're playing for a value meal. It's called a free meal. Maybe they don't call them value meals anymore. One free meal redeemable at 175 McMahon Boulevard for Arby's. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? So far, we've got a lousy tip. That's the one answer that we have. But there are still four other answers on the board. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what the other four answers would be? Something someone would do that would make them a bad customer. Now, I believe our friend out there, Ron, works in the food industry business. Now, I wonder if he has experienced some of these issues. So far, Ryan in the competition this morning. Ryan might pick this up this morning, this Arby's meal, if we don't get any more people in the competition today. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? And I guess this could really be a customer all across the board. Any business you would run. Can you imagine what people at the post office must go through day to day? Dealing with people who didn't get their packages or who want their packages sent out. But as I look at this list, to be honest with you, a lot of this stuff is probably more in the food industry than anything else. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? 740-751-4038. Enjoying this nice diet soda that Ted Jolliffe hand-delivered this morning over to where I live. Now, does it get any better than that? I don't think so. Go ahead, caller.
Dine and Dash.
Dine and Dash. I'll tell you, that's been a very famous one. No Dine and Dash on
not
here.
On there.
Good guess.
That must be an old, old family feud then.
You know, I don't know where this came from, to be honest with you, but four other answers, but lousy tips at the top. What is
well,
a good
wouldn't
tip?
Wouldn't that person that had the number one answer be the winner?
Well, no, because we play right up till the end of the hour, then we do the drawing at about 3 till.
Oh, so it's a drawing.
Yeah, it's a drawing for the Arby's food.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. So far, Ryan, the only one in the competition so far. Go ahead, caller.
Profanity.
Profanity. Well, I'll tell you what. Profanity's not on the list, but profanity would be part of a bigger problem.
Okay, I'll keep thinking.
Keep thinking. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, we got Ryan out there thinking. Now, using profanity in general is not on the list. But if you used profanity, it would probably be considered part of a bigger problem that you were giving people in a restaurant or a grocery store or a retail store, or whatever that would be. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What would someone do that would make them a bad customer? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Being loud and boisterous.
Let's see here. Being loud and that's kind of part of the same category. Keep thinking. kind of part of the same category there, but not exactly. All right, I think we've got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
A grumpy gourmet.
Not a grumpy, is that like the galloping gourmet? Was he grumpy?
No, there was some galloping gourmet. No, he was happy. He always tipped the vino.
You know,
there
I think he's...
gourmet that was a food critic.
I think he's still alive. I think he's about 90 years old. What was his name?
Graham Kerr.
Graham Kerr, absolutely. I think he's still, I think he's still around.
He could be. You check him out on YouTube.
I'll have to. Hey, thanks for calling. The old Galloping Gourmet. How many people remember the old Galloping? I don't even know why he was called the Galloping Gourmet. Was it because he was so excited and he would gallop around the house? I don't know. 38 minutes past the hour here. WWG Talk. How would you say it? WGH Talk? I guess that's the new way to say it. WGH Talk, as we have entered the digital age. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? This must just be a difficult category. We've had several answers, but only one right one so far. Lousy tip. That was number one. Ryan got that one. Still four other answers to go. Now, we've had several guesses that are kind of part of a bigger category here. Now, I remember somebody saying use profanity. Using profanity would be part of this particular category. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-751-4038. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? And the winner today will get one free meal, redeemable at 175 McMahon Boulevard, and that is an Arby's location. Here in Marion. 39 minutes past the hour, we're going to do the drawing for this Arby's giveaway at about 3 till. So 57 minutes past the hour this morning. 20 minutes left to go. Well, 17 minutes left before the drawing, 20 minutes left to go before the top of the hour. Then Linda Sims will come on 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Who? I should have gone for an easier category this morning. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? Go ahead, caller.
How about if they cuss out the server?
Well, good to hear from you, Mary. I'll tell you, it's part of that category as well. It just kind of encompasses everything. Profanity, if you would yell at the server. What would we call that?
Having a tirade.
A tirade. I'm trying to think of a good hint to give here. Hey, you know, we're doing pretty good this morning on this digital.
Yes, you are. I've been surprised. I'm glad to hear the normal people, you know, call it in.
And this is just day one. I think once the Star does their article, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
I think you are.
All right. Well, I'm glad you... Now, Mary, when you listen on the Alexa, it comes off clear, doesn't it?
Yes, very clear.
I think that is such an interesting thing. I forget who...
Well, we've listened to you for years over the TuneIn app. When we go to... Jeff and I go on vacations, you know, my little wireless speaker comes with me, and I've called you from all over the United States.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. Terrific. Well, I appreciate it, and... like I say, I always thought, you know, Glenn and I would have these debates, and I always said, Glenn, I'm sure there are some people who it might take a minute, but if people like the programming, they're going to find you.
They're going to find you. That's right.
Yeah. So here we, and I think we're doing, I feel pretty good about this morning.
Good.
Hey, thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. We've been all over the United States with some of our listeners. I tell you, that Alexa Google Dot thing. I have a Google Dot. I think I got it for Christmas. Was it Christmas or my birthday? I don't know. I love it, though, because it's just like a radio, except it's easier. You don't have to tune it. You just say, hey, Google, play WWGH, and there we are, live as could be. Go ahead, caller.
The problem with that question
Yeah, I think the question's too hard today.
Well, no. Your audience is just too damn nice.
Are you surprised now listening that here we are digital and we've still got the audience?
Well, we don't know how many, really. But, I mean, you have an audience and word of mouth, etc. It will germinate.
And it's just day one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Well, hey, you know, a little bit of promo here, promo there, etc., and you know, you'll build and find out how large of an audience you have.
Well, I think once the star runs their story, I think that will mean more than that little Crawford County online thing.
Well, how what's going to happen with the Marion Baseball for Youth or whatever?
I think they'll go on and do whatever they, and that's also something, we don't have to have a board anymore, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice
thing.
Yeah,
that's one of the problems with Marion. Some of these organizations have board members that are like 15, 17 members, and you can't get anything done with that large of a board. You know?
Well, and it was also mandatory meetings and things like that that people didn't want to show up for. And it was one of the reasons we never replaced the person who died on the board was you couldn't find people who really wanted to do it. They'd say they want to do it, but then they wouldn't show up to meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Boy, the phones are rumbling now. Go ahead, caller.
And complain about everything.
Yeah, you know what? I'll let that in. Act rude was pretty much what the answer was. But yeah, got you in there, Trish. Thanks.
Okay, welcome.
All right, Trish gets in there as acting rude. But we still got three other answers. If you were buzzing in there, I know I heard a lot of calls coming in. That call waiting always kicks in. That's that little buzz you hear is the call waiting. When I'm broadcasting from the home studio. 740-751-4038, 45 minutes past the hour. Ryan and Trish in the competition so far here this morning. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? We've got lousy tip and act rude. But there are still three other answers here this morning. What are those three other answers? Now, I wonder, well, I'll tell you. Here's a funny thing. Now, I don't want to say, how do you broach this? This has nothing to do with the digitalness. But how do you broach this subject? I forgot earlier on. See, this is why I have to write notes, or I forget what I'm talking about. Now, I can't say any names here, because I know both of these people very, very well. And so I'm not going to say any names, but here's what happened. Yesterday, I was out in public, and I ran into somebody, and I'm not even going to say what they, because they could be listening right now, and you know, you don't want to tick anybody off. I ran into somebody, and we just had a very nice conversation. I had not seen them in quite a while. And it was a very, you know, like in passing conversation is what you would probably say. But it was kind of a schmooze. I it's hard for me to even explain this because I don't want to call somebody a schmoozer. But it was a little bit of a schmoozy conversation. Let's put it that way. You know what schmoozing is. You've been schmoozed. And this person, I refer to as the boyfriend of another person I know. So I sent that person a message saying, hey, your boyfriend is such a schmoozer. And this person acted like she had no idea who I was talking about. Now, I know darn well that this person knows who I'm talking about. But because this person has other men in her life, I think she just didn't want to admit that she knew who her boyfriend was. Now, do you agree with me on this? And schmoozing is not a bad thing. You know what? We very rarely have people in our lives now who communicate. You know, everybody's on the cell phone now and all that sort of thing. But this person does not want to admit who their boyfriend is, because maybe like a brick will fall on their head because they have other men in their life. I really don't know what the reason is, but I don't know. She's playing it now like, oh, I don't know. I don't know who my boyfriend is. Okay. Well, they do. Now, how many... I'll tell you, it's getting a little crazy here this morning. You know, this is probably why I forgot to talk about it in hour number one, because it's a very confusing story. And you out there listening right now are probably saying, what in the world is he talking about? Anyway, by the way, I'll come back and talk about this some more, because we're getting close to the end of the Family Feud here. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? We've got lousy tip and act rude. We still have three other answers. We've got Ryan and Trish in the competition here. It's for a free meal at Arby's. Redeemable at 175 McMahon Boulevard here locally. 740-751-4038. All right. Trish and Ryan in so far. Our audience is too nice, I think. They don't know what these rude actions would be. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? We've got lousy tip and act rude. What are the three other answers? This Arby's hangs in the balance. 740-751-4038. Got about 7 minutes left before we're going to do the drawing. But this person knows darn well, and that's all I'm saying. They know darn well who I'm talking about when I refer to this person as their boyfriend. Now, I understand that there are other men in their life, so they really can't say that they have a boyfriend. But this has been discussed before. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You just think that people would be on the ball here. Now, if this person would like to call in and talk about this, we can certainly do that. And I can explain myself. No chance on God's green earth of this person calling in, even though they are listening. God bless their heart. But I don't know. You know, they're fearful to call in because, you know, it could cause like a chain reaction in their life. You know, you call in and you start talking about your boyfriend on the air, and then there's just trouble. And that's why I'm not saying any names, because I don't want to be implicated in anybody's mess. You know, that's the last thing I want to do, is be implicated in anybody's mess. You know, now that we're out from under the FCC, I can say anything on the air and nobody can really do anything about it. But heaven knows I don't want to create turmoil in anybody's life. But the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. And everybody playing Family Feud right now is saying to themselves, what in the world is he talking about this morning? But you got to remember, I got to be a little vague in this, because I don't want to say anybody's name. But, well, this person says there... See, I'm getting messages on Facebook here. This person says there's no mess. Well, if there's no mess, call on in and we'll discuss it. And I'm sure you'll understand by the end who I'm talking about. I just don't want to say anything without talking to this person directly. Because then they'll say that I said something out of place. I always get the blame with this person. Is there somebody in your life who you always get the blame with? Even when you say nice things, you get blamed. Why is that? Do I seem like somebody who deserves a lot of blame in their life? I don't think so. I think I'm a fairly nice chap. 67 degrees and haze is what it says. Now, that's what my weather report says down here now. Haze. We're in a haze here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Is anybody else going to take another stab here at this Family Feud question? What would someone do to make them a bad customer? We've got lousy tip, act rude. Well, this person could call in and guess on the Family Feud, too. Maybe they could get an Arby's meal. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would sexual harassment, or would that be being rude?
You know, that's what this person will be accusing me of here in just a few minutes, who I'm talking to on the Facebook. You ever have these people who, no matter what you do, they think you're being mean?
Oh, yeah. They just don't have a life.
No, and I feel bad for this person because she knows darn well who I'm talking about when I referred to her boyfriend. But because she's got other men in her life, she doesn't want to be talking about that.
Some people just don't have nothing to do, so it's social media is all they got.
I know. Sexual harassment's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
All right, thanks,
Thanks,
Scott.
Ryan. Bye-bye. One of our good friends, Ryan, I think, what concert did we send Ryan to? Trying to remember. Was it Ice Cube? I think it was Ice Cube. Well, Ryan's with me, though. You know, I don't know. I am not saying any more till I hear from this person because, you know, I'll get the blame. I always get the blame. It's not really fair. I'm just trying to be nice. I was trying to alert them that I had run into their boyfriend. And their boyfriend was a schmoozer. That's all I said. Now, how am I getting in trouble for this? I have no idea. See, it's the digital world. They might have turned off the radio at this point. Went and hid under the desk or something. 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour. We've still got this Arby's gift card drawing coming up here. Now, remember, you can pick this up tomorrow at the studio. I should be there from 10 to 1 tomorrow. I'll be there earlier because the pastor will be there. But, you know, sometimes people walking in during his show creates a, you know, it's very distracting when somebody walks in during a show. I mean, you can't help it, but our guest has their back to the door. So when somebody comes in, it's a little, you know, throws them off. In any event, 740-751-4038, 55 minutes past the hour. All right. What would make someone a bad customer? Lousy tip, act rude. Still three answers left. And it seems to me like I should have had an easier category this morning, because this just ain't getting it. Go ahead, caller.
They can't make up their mind.
Not can't make up their mind, but a good guess. No, can't making up their mind on the list. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? We've got a lousy tip, act rude, and still three other answers to go. And again, the winner will get a free meal from Arby's, 175 McMahon Boulevard. Ryan and Trish in the competition, but apparently a very difficult category here this morning. We've had a lot of guesses in this hour, but unfortunately none have been the correct answer. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? Lousy tipper, act rude. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour. You know, I guess I can hold this over here about 2 minutes before we do our drawing. But I appreciate the participation this morning. Our maiden voyage here on the digital route this morning. I appreciate all the call-ins and the people who made the transfer over to the TuneIn app or to the website, WWGH1071.com. It's sounding real good. And as our caller said earlier, as more people find out, they will make the switch over too, because good programming is good programming. 740-751-4038. And remember, there's all kinds of ways to listen. You got the smart television, you got the Alexa, you got the Google Dot, you've got the iPad, tablet, computer, laptop. All those devices will let you stream the TuneIn app, which would be under WWGH. So continue to do that. And as I said, the show will still be the same every morning, 8 to 10, as it always has been. All right, Linda Sims is coming up this morning, following this show, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Hope you listen to that. And Adam the Computer Guy today, 12:10 until 1 p.m. 58 and a half minutes past the hour here. What would someone do to make them a bad customer? We've got lousy tipper and act rude. Are we going to have any more guesses before we do the drawing today? 740-751-4038. Any more guesses before we do the big drawing? Well, there are a lot of things you could do to be a bad customer, but apparently it's a very difficult category here this morning. All right, 59 minutes past the hour. I guess we're going to do the drawing here. Now, remember, the winner will receive a free meal redeemable at 175 McMahon Boulevard. That is the Arby's location off of Route 95 on the east end of town. And our winner this morning, now remember, you won't be able to pick this up until tomorrow. I'll have it at the studio tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow, we will be in a studio. We've got Ryan and Trish in the competition. Now, I want you to think overnight about the three remaining answers here, what they might have been. Oh, here comes a call. Hold on. We're going to take this call real quick. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
They can't make up their mind what they want.
No making up mind, but a good guess.
Okay.
Good guess. Our winner is Ryan.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.